Simon Shin Samoches Sif Dalad. Mechaber now discusses the case where you originally had the right shear, or the gregers per person, or the total of 18 gregers worth altogether, the sides of Mazen Shtesuras, Nafut for 2 meals, 6 bayim or 8 bayim, and then some of the matzah got chipped away and got lost, maybe got eaten, and now you don't have a shear anymore. So if it happened on Shabbos, Shtesur explains obviously it's fine, because on Shabbos, even the whole thing gets eaten, it's fine. Once you have Erev Chatzeres, beginning of Shabbos, you're good to go for the rest of Shabbos. Rather, Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case that happened after the first Shabbos, during the week of the second, third, or fourth week, somewhere down the road. So the Mechaber says, Shulchan Aruch says, as long as a little bit is left, it's kosher, even for future Shabbos. As long as the first Shabbos, you went to Shabbos having a share, whatever you have left, a little bit is enough to keep it going. And it's fine, as long as not the first Shabbos. The first Shabbos you had a share, after that, it doesn't make a difference, as long as a little bit left. This, both Erev Chatzeres and by Shtufa Mavois. But Mr. Burr brings the Magen from, and nowadays we do Erev Chatzeres and Shtufa Mavois together in one. Then you have to make sure at the beginning of every Shabbos you have a shear. The Bir Halacha says that those who argue on this, but Chachila wants Travi Machmer to make sure you have a shear at the beginning of every Shabbos. Especially the Bir Halacha discusses that if new people moved in during that week, for those people to join, you have to have a shear. So anyway, it's always worth making sure you have a shear for the first week, and then it's fine. Tao says that if we say in the time they made the original ear of the Chomish, Yitayis, 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 is going to be added on, then it helps even if it becomes less than the shear when those people move in during the weeks. But other Achraim argue that if you have new people moving in, which is very common the course of the time, then the first week of any new person, you have to make sure they have a shear. So practically, you always have to make sure they have a shear. Now that which the Mechaber's Mekel, even if it's less than the shear, means the matzah got broken up, which the Bura asks that even though we know that you're not supposed to make Erev Chatzeres with prusa, with broken pieces of matzah, broken challah, with whole ones. That's when you originally set up the Erev. But here, it was whole, and now it got broken up along the way. So, over the course of the various weeks, it's fine. So, others are machmer that if you realize before Shabbos that the pieces are broken, you shouldn't be samach dal chatkila and put down a brand new matzah, brand new challah to replace it for the upcoming Shabbos. As if the Mechaber says if it gets rotten, moldy, or the Mishnah Berurah says if it gets wormy, and now you can't eat it, as if it's gone, and you have to make new Erev Chatzeres for Shabbos. If you realize on Shabbos this happened, you're not sure if it happened before Shabbos or on Shabbos, the Berurah says you can be Torah L'Hakol, and assume it happened on Shabbos, and be Ashmash, so it's fine, and you have Erev Chatzeres that week, make a fresh one before the next Shabbos. Sharet Zion says, lastly, you could tell that got ruined a while ago, obviously it happened before Shabbos, and it must be there was no Erev Chatzeres that was Roy L'Achila by the beginning of Shabbos, then you're in trouble, even if you discover now in the middle of Shabbos, since we know that it must have happened before. Now, the Ramah says because of this issue of Erev Chatzeres that got ruined and moldy and inedible and they're no longer halakhically eligible to be Erev Chatzeres, the Ramah says therefore the minhag is to use matzah, which doesn't get moldy ruined as fast. Also, so we can keep over Pesach and use it over Pesach, Shabbos, Chol Moed, Pesach as the Erev Chatzeres, continue using it thereafter. And the Ramah says this is better than make new Erev Chatzeres every Shabbos. Make new every hour of Shabbos, I will pass, I will break, people are going to forget 1 week and be in deep trouble. And this, you have matzah, it lasts for the whole year. The Ramah says they want to make new Erev every Shabbos and eat it on Shabbos. Mishnah explains, because since it was used in the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeres, they want to use it in the mitzvah of Siddur Shabbos. So the Ramah says, it's just beyond the wine they can do it. But really, the Ramah's recommendation is to make one for the year. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achrayim say that in a certain sense, it's better to do every Erev Shabbos, even matzah. Very often it gets ruined, it gets moldy, and over the course of the year, it's not good anymore. It gets wormy, and people are still relying on it for Erev Chatzeres the whole year, even though it's not Roy L'Achila, even though it's as if it's gone. So the Mishnah Berurah says the best is that even though the city, so to speak, made Erev Chatzeres with their box of matzah to keep in the shul, somebody should privately make his own Erev Chatzeres, mezaka everyone from his own, mezaka the acher to the whole tzibur, and keep it in his house. This way, even if the big one in the shul gets ruined, he'll still have his as a backup. He should not make a brach on his because the one in the shul is there, and maybe it's good. But on the side that one's not good, he always has his own as a backup. And the fact he did not make a bracha is not a problem. The bracha is in ma'akav, bracha is not ma'akav. Now, if this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the etzem fact you have two Erev Chatzeres, one in the shul, one in your house, is not a problem. Don't make a bracha on yours, because chashash bracha v'atala, if the city's Erev in the shul, is good. But the etzem fact to make a backup, a second one, is fine. He does not say you have to make out tonight. Someone in the Chacham Tzvi that you can't have two full Erev Chatzeres in the same city. Mishnah Berurah either doesn't go that part of the Chacham Tzvi, didn't learn that way. Or it's possible that he felt that if you're not making a bracha, it's obvious that you're only doing it as a backup. And this is if he made out tonight. But upon that's clear. Mishnah Berurah does not feel you have to expressly make out tonight. Either there's nothing wrong with having two different Erev Chatzeres in the same city, or it's obvious that the second one is only a backup out tonight. But to make a beferish tonight, you see, is unnecessary.